Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Moed Katan Daf Dalet. We left off, we got to the top of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph yesterday, but we're going to back up a little bit and pick up on Gimel Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom of the Amud. Today we are going to cover, first of all, today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank him once again very, very much for the sponsorship. Today we're going to focus on two primary issues. The first issue is we're going to finish the discussion that we began yesterday, which started all the way on the top of Gimel Amud Beis, and that was a rather cryptic comment about something called Tosefes, about how Rav Dimi reported that I might think that you get Malkus for Tosefes. However, ultimately we decided that there was a limud to pater you from this Tosefes. We saw that it was talking about Tosefes Shvius, and we also saw that there were Gzeros of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel telling us how early in the sixth year, in the year preceding the Shemitah year, do you have to stop plowing certain fields. There was an afkamina, whether it was a stay lavan or a stay ilan, whether it was a field of produce or a field of trees. One was Pesach, one was Atzeres. So Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel make Zeres about Tosefes Shvius, and then came Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan came and abrogated the Gzeres. And Rav Yochanan abolished those Gzeres. So, Rav Gamliel, I'm sorry, abolished those gzeiros. And the Gemara was troubled. How could it be that Rav Gamliel would come and abolish gzeiros that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were gozer? Hare, we know that Ein Beis in Yachal Avatal, Divrei Beis in Chaveiro, El Im Kein Gadol Amena B'chachma B'Vimini. And we said, no, maybe Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel built that into their takana, that they made a gzeira that you were not able to work the field already from Pesach or from Shavuos and Erev Shvius, depending on the type of field that was at issue, but they built into the gzeira that if they ever found that there was a need, if they ever found that there was a need because the karka was being destroyed, then a subsequent basin could come and a subsequent basin can override their gzeira. Then, and this is where we left off yesterday, we started asking, well, hang on a second. The fact that there's an inyan of Tosefes Shvius isn't a result of a gzeira from Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That's a famous halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai, because there's a series of three halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinais which are always conveyed together. They're always taught together. One of them is Eser Netiyos. So the three happen to be Eser Netiyos, Arava, Nisach, Hamayim. But Eser Netiyos, what's Eser Netiyos? Eser Netiyos is talking about 10 saplings which are arranged in close proximity in a field, and how you're allowed to plow that field with the 10 saplings up until Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. Meaning, I have Halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai telling me that there is no din of Tosefes Shvius by Eser Netiyos. Mashma, that there is a din of Tosefes Shvius by everything other than Eser Netiyos. So it's mashma that the inyan of Tosefes Shvius is a halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai. So what we got up to yesterday is the Gemara had said, yeah, basically there were two inyanim of Tosefes Shvius. First, there's the halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai of Eser Netiyos. That tells me that for a regular field, I'm not allowed to plow within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah. Came Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they extended the Gzeira. They said Tosefes is not only 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it extends all the way back to Pesach, all the way back to Shavuos. And then came Rabbi Gamliel, and he abolished the part of the Gzeira that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel promulgated. So now we're back to the Halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai status, where up until 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, I'm allowed to plow. From 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, up until Rosh Hashanah, that's the halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai of Tosefes Shvius, where I'm not allowed to plow anything except for these Eser Netiyos, because that's the halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai that I'm allowed to plow those Eser Netiyos right before Rosh Hashanah. So that's where we'll pick up today. So five lines from the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara now is going to question, what is that halacha of Tosefes Shvius really halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai? Isn't it a din d'oraisa? And then we're going to try to figure out a way on Dalet Amud Aleph, how it could be that Rav Gamliel found some smach midoraisa, some hook midoraisa to abolish the idea of Tosefes Shvius, and what exactly Rav Gamliel's limud was that permitted him to be mevatel the din of Tosefes Shviyas. That's going to be the first topic of today. And then the second topic of today is just going through the whole list of everything mentioned in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah I've been talking about, not only about Shemitah, this is all a tangent, because the real crux of the Mishnah was talking about what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do in Chol HaMoed. Derech Agav, the Mishnah mentioned, oh, and you're allowed to do those stuff, those things on Shemitah also. Now we're discussing Tosefes Shviyas, which is a wrinkle, it's an aspect of the halacha of Shemitah, but of course the primary concern of the Mishnah was the halachas that one is allowed to do and what is not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, and we're going to describe at length why one is or is not allowed to do those halachas on Chol HaMoed. But let's pick up, again, Gimel Amud Beis, five lines up from the bottom of the page. So where we're holding in the Gemara now is the Gemara had said that the halacha of Tosefes Shviyas, the fact that you're not allowed to plow 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, is a halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai. So now the Gemara asks, v'hani hilchasa ninu, is it really halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai? Kroi ninu, it's mefurish in a pasuk actually. The Tanya, because we have a brisa that teaches us, says in pasuk, becharish uvekatzir tishbos. There is an inyan of shvisa, both becharish and becatzir. So Rav Akiva Omer, ain't tzarech. This pasuk is totally ain't tzarech lomar chorish v'kotzer shel shvias. This pasuk is not needed to teach me that chorish and kotzer of shvias is going to be usher. Sharei kvar nemar, because there's already a pasuk that's stated regarding Shemitah itself, where it says, sod cholo sizra, v'karma cholo sizmar. So if that pasuk is written about shvias, but then I have a second pasuk that says, b'chorish v'kotzer tishbos, the Torah doesn't repeat itself. So why would it repeat the halal of Shvias, of being of the halacha that I'm not allowed to work the field during Shvias? Elamai elacharish shall erev Shvias. What this pasuk of Echarish of a Katsir Tishbos must be talking about is Charish shall erev Shvias. It's Charisha of the sixth year, meaning before Shemitah, Shenichnas l'Shvias, that enters into the Shemitah year. V'katsir shall Shvias sheyatzo l'motzoi Shvias. So Elamai, you must be talking about there's an Isser of Charisha even before Shvias, and there are some lingering of Isurim of Shemitah after Shvias as well. So if that's the way Rabbi Akiva is going to darshan these psukim, so it turns out that Rabbi Akiva does not need a halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai to teach me the halacha of Tosefes Shviyas, because Rabbi Akiva darshans the pasuk to teach me the halacha of Tosefes Shviyas. Now once the Gemara mentions the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara is going to come back and mention the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel as well, and Rabbi Shmuel says this pasuk is not talking about Shvita at all, rather it's talking about Shabbos, that it says, b'charesh uv'katsir tishbos. So Rabbi Shmuel omer, ma charesh rishus, av katsir rishus. That just like Charisha, plowing is always discretionary. There's never a mitzvah that involves plowing. Therefore, plowing is discretionary. You are not allowed to perform that malacha on Shabbos. So too, the ktsira that we said one is not allowed to perform on Shabbos is only the ktsira of Rishus. It's only a harvesting which is Rishus. So what kind of harvesting is there that's ever a mitzvah? So the Gemara tells us, Yotza Katsira Omer, she mitzvah, to exclude the Ksira Sa Omer, which is a mitzvah, because Ksira Sa Omer has to be done lishma. So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel is going to darshan these psukim that the only type of shvisa which is mandated on Shabbos is a shvisa of Rishus. However, there was a malacha that was a mitzvah to perform on Shabbos, then I would be allowed to perform that mitzvah on Shabbos. So says the Gemara, so right now the Gemara's question is, you told me on Gimel Amud Beis that the halacha of Tosefes Shviyas is halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai, but according to Rabbi Akiva, he darshans psukim that teach me the halacha of Tosefes Shviyas. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the halacha of Tosefes Shviyas is not halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai, it's actually a din midaraisa. So says the Gemara, Elamar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, ki gemiri hilchasa l'mishri yalda. The halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai never told me that I'm not allowed to do something. The halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai only told me that in the case of Eser Netios, in the case of these 10 young saplings, there is permission to plow all the way up until Rosh Hashanah. We inferred from that, it's only where there's Eser Netios where there's permission to plow until Rosh Hashanah. It must be, the inference must be, that the flip side, that the converse of that, where it's not Eser Netios, where it's mature trees, it must be Usser. But that's not what the halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai said. The halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai was only a halacha that was specifically stated legabe Eser Netios. So says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, ki gemiri hilchasa l'mishra yalda. The halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai told me that there is no Tosefes at all by Eser Netiyos. Cry, why do I need a Pasuk? Lemesar Zekena. That's to teach me that by every other type of tree, there is an Inyan Midaraisa of Tosefes Shvias. Says the Gemara, "V'kivan d'ilchus alamishra yalda lama mela zakena asiri." But isn't it only logic if the halacha l'mishim Sinai tells me that there is a special heter by Eser Netiyos that I could go all the way up until Rosh Hashanah and plow, and there is no inyan of Tosefes Shvias? Isn't the logical inference that it's only by Eser Netiyos that this special halacha l'mishim Sinai of permission applies? But by any type of tree other than the Eser Netiyos, this special halacha l'mishim Sinai will not apply, and therefore the inyan of Tosefes, which we learned from halacha l'mishim Sinai, will stand. So in other words, it doesn't make sense to say it's a hybrid, that the yes, I could plow by Eser Netiyos, that's halacha l'mishim Sinai, but the no, I can't plow anything else, is a din d'oraisa, because it's all logic. It's the flip. One is the flip side of the other. So says the Gemara, you're right. Ela hilchaza l'Rabbi Yishmael, Kroy l'Rabbi Akiva. However, you must say that according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's halacha l'moshe Sinai. According to Rabbi Akiva, it is a pasuk, because we had this machlokas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, what the pasuk of Bechorish uvekotzir tishbos was teaching me. Rabbi Akiva said it had to do with Shvias. So according to Rabbi Akiva, that's how we learned the Dindar Raisa of Tosefes Shvias. Rabbi Yishmael is the one who said, no, that pasuk is talking about inyanim of Shabbos, and therefore Rabbi Yishmael can't learn Tosefes Shvias from this pasuk. He can't say that it's a din d'oraisa. Therefore, he says it's going to be learned from a halacha l'moshe misinai. So parenthetically, this is one of the kashas that the Chavos Yor brings down on the Shita of the Rambam, because the Rambam has a famous Shita that there cannot be, one of the hallmarks of halacha l'moshe misinai is that there's never a machlokes about the halacha l'moshe misinai. And the Chavos Yor asks from all over Shas, we see that plenty of places there are halacha l'moshe misinai and we seem to be arguing about them. And this is one of the places where we argue about a halacha l'moshe misinai, because we have this din of Tosefes Shvias, and it appears to be a machlokes between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, whether the din of Tosefes Shvias is learned from halacha l'moshe misinai, or whether it's learned from a pasuk itself, but parenthetically. So anyway, we know there's a din of Tosefes. The din of Tosefes is either halacha l'moshe misinai or it's a din d'oraisa. So says the Gemara, now, V'rav Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dino, Midoraisa Batalahu. So a shocking statement. Up until now, what we had thought was, there's some din d'oraisa, whether it's a Mefurish and Pasuk, whether it's halacha l'moshe misinai, 30 days for Rosh Hashanah and I let a plow. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel extended the Gzeira back to Pesach, back to Shavuos. Came Rabbi Gamliel, he abolished the Gzeira Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, reinstated the halacha that was existing on a daraisa level, either halacha l'moshe misinai or a dinim psukim, that up until 30 days before you were allowed to plow, from 30 days until Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to plow. Now, Rav Yochanan is suggesting that Rabbi Gamliel found a daraisa way to be mevatel the entire halacha of Tosefes Shvias. So my taima, so how in the world could Rabbi Gamliel come and be mevatel Tosefes Shvias on a daraisa level? Says the Gemara, simple, Gamar Shabbos Shabbos, mi Shabbos Bereishis, because he makes a Gzeira Shava of Shabbos Shabbos from Shabbos Bereishis. Mala alon, hi asura lefanei l'achrei amutarim, afkan, hi asura lefanei l'achrei amutarim, just like by Shabbos Bereishis, Malacha is only Yasser on Shabbos, but before Shabbos and after Shabbos, it's Mutter. So too, by Shemitah, the Halacha of Shvisas Karka is only during Shemitah, but before Shemitah and after Shemitah, it is going to be permitted to work the Karka. Says Tosfos over here says, Malal, the second Tosfos on the page, Malal on Yasura Lafanah Acharam Mutarim, Vikasha, Bamafkina Mikrobim, Vesechas Yuma, Perik Basra, the Tsarich Lasos, Tosefes, Gabe Shabbos, Bain Bechinisasa, Bain Bibsiasa, Losifa Michola Lakodesh. So we all know, instinctively, of course we all know, there is a halacha of Tosefes Shabbos. So how can Rav Gamliel's limud be that just like by Shabbos, where it's only Yasser, Malacha's only Yasser on Shabbos, but it's not Yasser before Shabbos or after Shabbos, so too by Shemitah. But Tosef says, stop there, that's wrong. Because by Shabbos, it's not true that Malacha's only Yasser on Shabbos, but it's Mutter before Shabbos and after Shabbos. There is a din of Tosefes. So just like there's a din of Tosefes Shabbos, so too there should be a din of Tosafes Shmita. So says Rashi, so says Tosfos rather, Ikalam Emar, who porta lo kachashiv. Kivan delo havi ela kolshu v'chiyahi shira namiye mod derugam liel the sarach loosif yeah in a chinami but what's the shir of Tosefes Shabbos? The shir of Tosefes Shabbos is just purta. It's a minute or two. So too by Shemitah, Rabbi Gamliel would admit that you have to add on a minute or two, both before Shvius and after Shvius, in order to be mekayim a mitzvah of Tosefes Shvius. But to say that I'm going to back up 30 days before Shvius in order to incorporate an inyan of Tosefes Shvius, that doesn't seem to make any sense. So it happens to be that the din or the inyan of Tosefes by Shabbos and by Shemitah can't really be the same type of inyan. Why? Because the inyan of Tosefes by Shabbos is more of a siyog. It's a siyog d'oraisa to make sure that you're not going to perform malacha on Shabbos. Why do we need that siyog? Because Shabbos begins, let's say, this past week, Shabbos began at 4:33. So you add your 18 minutes onto that, that's when you have to stop doing malacha. So call it 4:51, you have to stop doing malacha. But none of us are such bekiyim. Yefter letzamtzem, we don't know exactly when this man is. And in order to safeguard, in order to put a safeguard or a guardrail, we say, no, Tosefes Shabbos. So you have to add a little bit. So in other words, don't play with fire, literally. Don't risk doing malacha on Shabbos. So you're going to back up a little bit. So Tosefes Shabbos by Shabbos, that's a siyug. Tosefes Shmita, you can't say it's a siyug, because if the din of Tosefes is 30 days, so fine, I don't know exactly when Shmita begins, and we want to make a siyug that I shouldn't come to violate the Isser Daraisa of working the karka during Shvius. So it's fine that I want to make a siyug, but I wouldn't make a siyug of 30 days, because nobody is going to forget what day it is on the calendar. Nobody's going to make a mistake of 30 days. Is it really Shmita or not? So we see that the inyan, the din of Tosefes Shvius, can't be exactly like the din of Tosefes Shabbos, but be that as it may, Rebbe Gamliel says it's logical that there should not be a din of Tosefes Shvius, because just like by Shabbos, there is no din of Tosefes. Again, Tosfos edits, there is a din of Tosefes, but it's only a very little Tosefes. So too by Shvius, there should be no din of Tosefes. Says the Gemara, Maskef l'Rav Ashi, Mandi Amar Hilchasa, Asi Gzeira Shava, Akra Hilchasa, Mandi Amar Kra, Asi Gzeira Shava, Akra Kra. So it's very nice that Rebbe Gamliel learned Gzeira Shava, but if there's a halacha l'moshe misinai, or a pasuk that teaches me the opposite, then obviously Rav Gamliel's Gzeira Shava was wrong. So in other words, great that he had Gzeira Shava, but his Gzeira Shava was obviously wrong because it contradicted Alocha L'Moshe Misinai or a Din D'Oraisa that was learned from Sukkim. Se'elam Rav Ashi, Rav Gamliel of Ezdino, Savri La K'Rabbi Yishmael. No, they hold like Rabbi Yishmael. To Amrei Hilchso Gemiri La, they hold that it's Alocha L'Moshe Misinai. In other words, not like Rabbi Akiba, it's not Darshan with Psukim. They hold like Rabbi Yishmael that the Din of Tosefes Shvius is learned from Alocha L'Moshe Misinai. Aye, how could Rav Gamliel come and be mevatel halacha l'moshe misinai with a gzeira shava? So v'chi gmira hilchasa b'zman shabeis hamikdash kayam. Dumya denisa chamayim, avo b'zman shein beis hamikdash kayam, lo. So yes, there's halacha l'moshe misinai of Tosefes Shvius. However, that halacha l'moshe misinai for Tosefes Shvius is limited to the time when the Beis HaMikdash was in existence. Therefore, Rav Gamliel, who lived after the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Rav Gamliel was the one who made all the takana zecher l'mikdash after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, he was able to say, Chazra din liyoshna, forget about Tosefes, forget about the halacha l'moshe misinai, because the halacha l'moshe misinai only applied during Zman HaMikdash. Why did it apply only Zman HaMikdash? Because we mentioned yesterday that these three, this is a series of three halacha l'moshe misinais, which are always brought down together. Eser Netios, Arava, and Isa Chamayim. They're always brought down as a series. Why? Because one of them, let's leave Arava to the side, even though Arava meant the Arava around the Mizbeach, that also was only in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, but obviously Nisa Chamayim, which accompanied the Karbanos, was only able to be performed as Mansha Beis HaMikdash HaYakayim. So too, all of these Halacha L'Moshe Misinai only applied as Mansha Beis HaMikdash HaYakayim. So, what all Rabbi Gamliel did was he had a limud that abolished Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, which itself was only supposed to apply Bizman Shabesa Mikdash Kayam. So this is what the Gemara meant all the way on the back, all the way back to Gimel Amabez at the top line. I might have thought that I get malchus for plowing a field during Tosefes Shviyos. Kamash Malan, that we have a lima that teaches me why I won't get malchus, because comes from Rav Gamliel and points out that Alocha L'Moshe Misinai if Tosefes Shviyos only applies during Zman HaMikdash, and he had already taken care of the gzeira of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, because they had built into their own gzeira that somebody later could come and overturn their gzeira. Okay, so that's all about Shviyos, and now we're back to Halachos of Chol HaMoed. And again, just to refresh, because the last time we really discussed this at length was on Friday, halachas on Chol HaMoed, so one is allowed to perform a malacha on Chol HaMoed if it is to avoid a davar avod, if it's to avoid a hefsid, not if it's to create a revach. And at that, you're only allowed to prevent a hefsid if you're going to do a malacha that does not require a tircha yaseira. If it requires a tircha yaseira, you are not going to be allowed to do the malacha. So with those guidelines in mind, so let's dive in here. So avalomi meg shamin valomi meimei cologne. So we said that you're allowed to water an irrigated field from a spring, but not from rainwater, not from well water. Says the Gemara, Bishlama mekilo nika tercha yaseira. I understand why I'm not allowed to schlep water up from a well with a pail, because that's very exerting. I'm going to have to exert myself, and tercha yaseira is also on Chol HaMoed. Ella, Megishamim, my tircha ika, but if there's rainwater, if there's a pool of rainwater, so what tircha is there? There's no tircha at all. So I'm a Rav Eliezer, I'm a Rav Yochanan, gzeira megishamim, atu mekilon. It's a gzeira ha atu ha. It's a gzeira that if we allow you to use rainwater, maybe you're going to be allowed to use well, maybe you're going to think that you're allowed to use well water, and if you use well water, you're vadai going to exert yourself. Ravashi Yomar, Megishamim Gufayuli, they make Kolonasi. No, Megishamim are by definition in and of themselves going to become make cologne. What does it mean, Megishamim are going to become rainwater? Because if I'm irrigating a field from a spring, so the spring is flowing, there's always going to be more water there. I'm never going to have to exert myself to find water because it's a flowing, it's a running source of water. However, if there's a pool of rainwater, so eventually I'm going to divert enough water from the pool that I'm going to have to bend down and pick up with a pail anything that's left on the bottom of that pool. So therefore, Megishamim themselves become Mekilon, water which can only be drawn with a pail, and water that could be drawn only with a pail, like well water, is going to be usher because of Tircha Yaseira. Vikam Miflegi with the Rav Zeira, and they argue about Rav Zeira. The Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rabba Bar Yirmi, Amar Shmuel, Naharin Amoshkan Mayim and Agamim. If you have Naharim Yinaris, you have little streams that bring water from ponds. Mutter Lashkos Mayim B'Chol HaMoed. It's mutter to water your field from those springs on Chol HaMoed, from those streams on Chol HaMoed. So, Mar Isle the Rav Zeira. So, isn't it the case that one of the Mandiyamrim hold, like one of the Mount Demer of Ashi says, that there is no chash of Megishamim becoming Mekilon, holds like Rav Zeira, because he says there's no issue. In other words, just like you're allowed to water your field from a nar, from a river, from a stream that feeds from a pond, so too, if there's a bunch of Megishamim, we're not afraid that you're going to run out of water. Umar Lesley the Rav Zeira and Rav Yochanan doesn't hold like Rav Zeira, and he says that no, even though there's a lot of water now, maybe you're not allowed to use this source in order to water your field on Shabbos, because even though there's a lot of water now, you might run out of water, and when you run out of water, you're going to bend down, you're going to have to lift it up with a pail, and that's going to be a tircha yaseira. It's going to be usher to do on Chol HaMoed. Says the Gemara in Avaiter, first wide line, Gufa. Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rabba Bar Yirmi, Amar Shmuel, Naros Amoshka Mayim and Agamim. If you have a stream that pulls water from a pond, Mutter Lashkos Mem B'Chol HaMoed. It's mutter to water your field with that water source on Chol HaMoed. Says Rav Yirmi, Rav Zeira, Avalomi Megishamim, Avalomi Meimei Kilon. But you're not allowed to use Megishamim or Meimei Kilon. So if I'm not allowed to use rainwater because of the chashash that they're going to dry up, how come I'm allowed to use this stream which feeds from a pond? Why do I not need to be afraid that it's going to dry up? So Amarlei Yirmiyah Berei, because Yirmiyah's son said, Hani Agamim Debavel Kamayid Lo Paski Dami. Why? Because the Metzia says that the water doesn't dry up. You're going to ask me, why am I allowed to use a stream that feeds from a pond? Because there's a water source, the pond. The pond has a lot of water. The stream, therefore, will always have a lot of water. So to say that the stream that feeds from the pond has the same halacha as a little puddle of rainwater, which is going to run out, it's simply not true. So why am I allowed to use this water source to water a field? Because the metzias is that it doesn't dry up. That's why I'm allowed to use that water source, says the Gemara. Says the Gemara in Avaiter, Tana Rabbanan, Hapsikos, Vabrechos, said ditches and pools, and is Malome Me'er of Yontif, which were filled from Erev Yontif, Asur L'Ashkos Man B'Kol Shamoed, that it's Asur to water a field with them on Chol HaMoed, because again, it's stagnant water, so once you deplete the water, it's going to be a tirchi yaseira to bring more water. But if there's a stream of water which is connecting the two of these things, then it's going to be mutter again, because the water source is always going to be replenished, and therefore it's not going to come to a tirchi yaseira. Amra papa vusha ruba shalosa soda shosa mos amasamayim. That's when most of the field can be watered from this amasamayim. However, if it's not the case that most of the field can be watered from this amasamayim, then you're going to come to bring water from somewhere else, and that's going to be a tirchi yaseira. It's going to be yasser on Chol HaMoed. Rav Ashi Amar Afal Pi Shein Ruba Shalos Asada Shosa Kivan De Kamashka VaAsya Meimar Amar Ilo Shasi L'Chad Yoma Tishli L'Trei Atlasi Yoma. Says Rav Ashi, no, it doesn't really make a difference, because even if I can't water the entire field or even row of the entire field with the water that's here now, don't worry, I'm not going to be matriach myself a tirchi yaseira and schlep water from somewhere else. Because since there's an amas hamayim that brings water to this place, since there is a stream, a flowing source of water that comes here, rather than be matriach myself today on Chol HaMoed and go and schlep water from somewhere else, which is going to be a tirchi yaseira, I'll have the following outlook. I'll water whatever portion of the field I could water from the water that's here today, and I know that tomorrow the stream will bring more water, so tomorrow I'll water the rest of the field. So in his psychology is going to be that he's not going to overexert himself. He's going to basically deal with it as it comes, deal with it as the water comes to the spot, and therefore we don't have to worry about tircha yaseira, says Rav Ashi. Says the Gemara now as follows. Tan Rabbanan. Brecha shenotefes mayim misade beis hashlochen zu. So if you have a pool which drips water onto from an irrigated field, mutter lashkos mimenosada beis hashlochen acheres. It's mutter to take the water that drips from one irrigated field and water another irrigated field. Va vidi de paska, but maybe the water source is going to cut out in the middle, and if the water source cuts out, don't I have to be afraid that now I'm going to go exert myself in a tirchi yaseira, schlep water from a different source? No, we're not afraid the water is going to cut out, because not only was the water dripping, but the water is actively flowing, and therefore I don't have to be concerned about anything. And again, that's when the Mayan Rishon hasn't ceased flowing, because so long as the Mayan Rishon hasn't ceased flowing, I don't have to be concerned that the water is going to stop, and I don't have to be concerned I'm going to be matriach k'tircha yaseira and try to bring water from somewhere else. Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Yasi Omer, Shtei Arugo Zulam Alamizu. You have two rows of crops growing, one on top of the other. Lo Yalda min ha-tachton av yishka esol yona. So Lo Yidle min ha-tachton av yishka esol yona. So you can't draw water from the bottom row and feed the top row, because that's going to be tirchi yaseira, because you're going uphill, literally. Yeser al kain, yoser al kain, Amar Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon, afilu aruga achas. Even if you have only one row, but chetzia namach v'chetzia gavoa, half of the row is higher, half of the row is lower. Lo yidla mimakom namach v'yishka lamakom gavoa. So again, you can't draw water from the part of the row that's lower and give water to the part of the row that's higher. And again, same reason, because it's tirchi yaseira, because you're literally going uphill, and you're not allowed to exert yourself with a tirchi yaseira on Chol HaMoed. So says the Gemara in Avaiter, Tanur Rabbanan, four lines up from the bottom of the page, Madlin liyarakos kadei laochlan. You're allowed to draw water for a field in order to water peros, to water yarakos, and to eat those yarakos on Chol HaMoed. Because then it's a tzorech HaMoed. V'im bishvil liyafosan, but if it's stam to beautify the yarakos, to save them for after Yontif, then Usur, then it's going to be Usur, because that's called Revach. It's not called the Dover Avud. There's no Tzorach HaMoed. It's going to be Usur. So just applying all the principles that we're already now well familiar with. Ravina v'Rabba Tosfa, Havi Kozli Borcha, Ravina and Rabba Tosfa, they were going on a journey. So Chazulu Gavra, Davidoli Davla, B'chola de Moado, that he was drawing water with a pail on Chol HaMoed. So Amar Le Rabba Tosfa, Le Ravina, So Le Se Mar Le Shamte. So Rabba Tosfa said to Ravina, let's put this guy in Cherem. So Amar Le, so Ravina said, why are you going to put the guy in Cherem? Vatani, we just learned in this Braisa, Madlin li yirakos kedei la'ochlan, that I'm allowed to draw water with a pail in order to water yirakos so that I could eat those yirakos on Yontif. So we see this guy drawing water with a pail to water yirakos on Chol HaMoed. Why are you going to put him in Cheirim? Why do you assume he's doing something wrong? Let's assume he wants to eat those yirakos on Chol HaMoed, and therefore this is Tzorach HaMoed, and it's going to be mutter. Says the Gemara, Amar Lei, oh yeah, we did have a brisa that said Madlin li yirakos, but mi savrit my madlin madlin maya? Did you think when it says madlin, it means that you're allowed to draw water? No, my madlin, what does madlin mean? Shlufi, turning over to Dalin Amabez, it means pulling out vegetables. That's what you're allowed to do. Why is pulling out vegetables beneficial at all? So says Rashi, kshayirokos ritzufin, when they're very closely bunched together, notamal beminatayim le'ochlon mutter. If you want to eat vegetables, then you're allowed to pull them out of the ground. Liafoson osur, bishvil liafoson osun shenesharim, because if there are too many vegetables crowding in one space, it apparently they compete with each other, and it becomes difficult for them to grow nicely. So if you have a lot of vegetables growing close together, and you pull them out of the ground, so it depends on what your intention is. If your intention is to eat them, good, because in diet, you're allowed to eat them, you're allowed to pull them out of the ground on Chol HaMoed. If your intention is you don't want to eat them, but you want to beautify the ones that are still in the ground, that's going to be usur. But when we say madlin in the brisa, what we mean is not drawing water with a pail, what we mean is pulling yirakos out of the ground. So this guy who was drawing water with a pail in Chol HaMoed was doing an avoda, was doing a malacha that the Chachamim never said was going to be mutter. Says the Gemara, Kedetnan, top line, Hameidal Begafanim, if somebody is Meidal Begafanim, meaning he pulls apart, he pulls out of the ground the Gafanim that are too close to one another, Keshemshu Meidal Bishalo, Kachu Meidal Bishalaniyim, Divra Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, just like he pulls out his own Gafanim, so too he's allowed to pull out the Gafanim that will have to be given to Aniyim. Rashi says we're talking about Peya or Ololos, that go to the Aniyim. So just like he's able to take care of his portion of the vineyard like that, he's allowed to take care of the Aniyim's portion. The Bartanura explains why, because just like if you had a kerem which was owned by Shutfim, if you had a kerem which was owned in partnership, if one of the partners is doing something to beautify the kerem, he's allowed to do it both to his portion and to his partner's portion. So too, whenever a Jew owns a kerem, it's as if he's in a partnership with the Aniyim, and just like he's allowed to, just like he draws for the, for it's just like he pulls out the stuff for his own use, so too he's allowed to pull out the vines for the aniyim, because it's like a shutfis. Rav Meir, however, argues, Bishalo Rashoi, Veina Rashoi, Bishal aniyim. No, he shouldn't touch what doesn't belong to him. He's only allowed to pull out the part of the vineyard that's in his possession, not the part that belongs to the aniyim. Amar Lei, Vatanya, Madlim, Mayim, Liarakos, Kadei Laochlan. So in other words, the kasha was, why did Rabbi Tosfa tell Ravina that you should put the guy in Cheirim? Ravina said, how could I put him in Cheirim? We had a brisa that said Madlin, that he's allowed to draw water with a pail. And Rabbi Tosfa says, no, when it says Madlin, it doesn't mean drawing water. It means that I'm allowed to pull the Yerukos out of the ground. Says the Gemara, what do you mean that Madlin means that you're allowed to pull Yerukos out of the ground? Read the brisa. Madlim Mayim Liarakos Kadei La'ochlan, that you're allowed to draw water in order to eat the Yerukos. Isn't it obvious that when we say Madlim, we're talking about drawing water? We're not talking about pulling vegetables out of the ground. So Amar Lei, Itanya, Tanya. Okay, so if you learn a brisa that said that Madlim means Madlim Mayim, then I guess I stand corrected. That Madlim means Madlim Mayim. It doesn't only mean pulling Yerukos out of the ground. Says the Gemara in Avaiter, Vein Osin Ugiels Legafanim. Nor are you allowed to make ditches around the vines. So my Ugios, what are Ugios? So I'm Rav Yehuda Banchi, they're ditches. Tanya Namiachi, Elohein Ugios. These are Ugios. Bedidin Shebi Ikare Zesim, ditches around the roots of an olive tree. Shebi Ikare Gafanim, and that are around the roots of a vine. Aini, it's not so. Varav Yudah Shari Levnei Bart Sisoi Lemevad Binchi Karmayu. I, in the Mishnah, you told me that I'm not allowed to make ugios to Gafanim. But Rav Yehuda permitted the Bnei Bar Sisoi to make banchi, to make ditches around their vineyards. Lo kasha habachadati habatiki, says the Gemara, not a stira. One was by new ditches, one was by old ditches. Rashi explains by new ditches, shemi olam lo hayasham ugios, if there were never ditches there, asur lasos b'cholamoid, it's asur to make them on cholamoid, ika tirchi yaseira, because it's a tirchi yaseira, avalatiki, shekvar hayu lo sham ugios, but by pre-existing ditches, venistamu, but they were simply closed up, mutar lachsar v'lachofram b'cholamoid, because it's always easier to dig what was already dug and then closed up, as opposed to digging new. So digging new, you're not allowed to do, but if it was already there, then you're allowed to do it. So our Mishnah, when we said that you're not allowed to make these ditches around a vine, was talking about making new ditches around a vine. Says the Gemara in Avaita, Rav Elazar ben Azar Yomar ein osen es ha'ama, that you're not allowed to make an ama samayim, you're not allowed to make an irrigation canal. Why is an ama samayim called an ama? Because generally it was an ama wide. So that's why the ama samayim is called an ama. So says the Gemara, and again, the Mishnah told us all these halachas about Chol HaMoed, and then it also threw in like a little throwaway, v'chein b'shvias, and also on shvias, you're not allowed to do this stuff as well. So now the Gemara asks as follows. So bishlam ha'moed misham dekatarach. I understand I'm not allowed to dig an irrigation canal on Chol HaMoed because the whole point of Chol HaMoed is that there shouldn't be a tirchi yaseira. And digging an irrigation canal is very labor-intensive, so it's going to be tircha. Ela shvias my taima. Why in the world can I not dig an irrigation canal on Shemitah? Shemitah, there's no isser of avoda, there's no isser malacha, there's no tircha yaseira. Why am I not allowed to work the ground, I'm not allowed to do charisha and zriya, but why would I not be allowed to dig an irrigation canal during shvias? Says the Gemara, Pligi bar Rav Zeira, Rabbi Abba bar Mamal. Rav Zeira and Rabbi bar Mamal argue, Chada bar Mamnesha nira ka'oder. One says because it looks like hoeing. The Chada bar Mamnesha machshir agfe lizriya. And the other says because you're preparing the banks of the canal in order to plant there, and therefore it has the same din as Charisha. Just like Charisha prepares ground for planting, so too this looks like you're preparing ground. This looks like you're preparing ground for planting. Tosfa says, "Aye, what about the Shita of Rav Shimon, who holds by Shabbos and also by Shemitah, because we compare Shabbos and Shemitah to one another, that a Dover Shena Meskavin is going to be mutter. So what does it matter that it looks like plowing if you're not being Meskavin to plow?" And so Tosfos answers, what we also know about the Shita of Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon agrees that by a Psik Reisha, then it's going to be Yasser. And over here, it's a Psik Reisha, because by definition, you are improving, you are preparing the banks of the canal for planting. So two reasons why it might be Yasser to dig a canal on Shavias, one because it looks like hoeing, one because it looks like plowing. So maybe Nayu, what's the difference? Ika benayu dekasi maya basre, where the water, the second you dig the irrigation canal, the water comes right away into the canal. Mandam Ramnesha Machir Agfe Lizria Ika. Mandamar says that it looks like you're preparing the riverbanks for growing produce. Yeah, then that's still a problem, even if the water comes. The water is good for growing produce. Mandar Ramnesha Nirika Oder Leka. But according to Mandamar, who says the problem is that it looks like hoeing, not an issue, because when you hoe, you leave the furrow in the ground. You don't have water come right away. But according to Mandi Amar, who says that it's Nirik Oder, why isn't he also afraid that maybe he's priming the banks of the canal for planting? So no, you're right. The situation is where he is digging up the dirt in order to make the canal, and then he's chucking the water far away from the canal. So, and therefore, that's not considered being machshir the ground for Zriya, because the way you're machshir the ground for Zriya is when you turn it over, when you turn the ground over and leave it in its place, you leave the dirt in its place. When you chuck the dirt 10 feet away, that's not being machshir anything for Zriya. So says the Gemara, Lamandi Ramnesha machshir agfe lizriya leka, Lamandi Ramnesha nirika oder ika. It still looks like hoeing because you're making a furrow in the ground, but it doesn't look like you're preparing the banks of the irrigation canal for planting. It says the Gemara, but still, why isn't this Mandi Amar, who says that it looks like you're preparing the banks of the canal for planting, why isn't he also afraid that it looks like hoeing? It says the Gemara, Oder Nami, Kikashakal Beduchte Manakle, because this is not the way people hoe. When people hoe, they leave the dirt in its place. They don't chuck the dirt 10 feet away. Amemar Masli Lomnation Nirika Oder. Amemar learns that the problem is because Nirik Oder Vakashale the Rav Elazar ben Azariah, the Rav Elazar ben Azariah, and he asks a question, Rav Elazar ben Azariah and Rav Elazar ben Azariah, because Amiyam Rav Elazar ben Azariah Kol Shenirik Oder Asur. Does Rav Elazar ben Azariah really say that if there's anything that looks like Oder, that like hoeing, it's going to be Asur Veraminu Veramini? But the Gemara asks Akasha, Osa Adam as Zivlo Otsar, that you're allowed to make your fertilizer into a stockpile. Rav Meir Oser, Rav Meir says it's Osir, Ache Yamek Shloshat Fachim, Ache Yigbe Shloshat Fachim, until you either dig down or build up the fertilizer three tvachim, because then it looks like, then it doesn't look that you're not being miskaven to fertilize your field. If the fertilizer is stam on the field, then it looks like you're trying to fertilize. You're not allowed to fertilize on Cholamoe. That's one of the things that we saw in the Mishnah. But Hayelod Varmuat, if you had a little bit of fertilizer, most of a Lavaholich, then you're allowed to add to that pile, because all you're doing is you're stockpiling it. You're not trying to fertilize your field. Rav Elazar ben Azariah Oser, Acha Yamik Shlosha, O Acha Yigbe Shlosha, O Acha Yitain Alasela. Rav Elazar ben Azariah says, no, it's Usur, unless you make it very nicker, that you're making a special storage area for the fertilizer. Either you have to dig down three tvachim, or go up three tvachim, or you have to put it on a rock. And therefore it's going to be nicker that you are not intending to actually fertilize the field. But what did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah tell us? That one of the ways to get around putting fertilizer in your field is digging down three amas. Now what, three tvachim. Now when I'm digging down three tvachim, isn't that nire ka'oder? Says the Gemara, Rav Zeir, Rav Abba Bar Mama, Chanam or Kagon Shehemik, V'Chanam or Zivla Machiach Alav. One says, no, don't get me wrong, you're not digging down a Chol HaMoed, the ditch was already there. So the ditch is already there, now you're allowed to just add to the ditch a little bit. The other says, no, really, Rav Zeir, is it really, Rav Elazar ben Azariah is afraid of Nirik Oder. But over here, we're not afraid that it's Nirik Oder, because it's obvious, because his fertilizer is there, that he's not doing it to hoe, he's doing it only to store his fertilizer. Says the Gemara Navaiter, Misaknin is a Makakolos B'moed, that you're allowed to fix a broken irrigation ditch on Chol HaMoed. So my Makakolos, what does it mean Makakolos, that it's broken? So my Rabbi Abba, Shemaisa Amuka Tefach Mamid Al Shisha Tvachim. If it had been initially six Tvachim deep, then it was covered up until only one Tefach deep, you're allowed to restore it to its depth of six Tvachim. So in other words, you're allowed to dig down five Tvachim, and at the depth of six Tvachim, that's where the water is. So says the Gemara, Pshita Chatzi Tefach Al Shlosha Tefachim, if you have an irrigation ditch, an irrigation canal that was three tefachim deep, and then it was filled up until it was now only a half tefach deep, I'm not allowed to restore it to its depth of three tefachim. Why? Kivan delo avid maya lav klumu. Because what did we just say? We just said that water only comes when it's six tefachim deep. And therefore, if the irrigation canal is only three tefachim deep, it's not going to bring any water anyway. And if it's not going to bring any water, it's a tircha shalol tzorach. Because what are you doing? You're digging, you're not even going to find water. Tvachayim al shnei masar. If initially it was 12 tvachim deep, then it was closed up to 2 tvachim deep, you're not allowed to put it down to 12 tvachim deep. Dika tarech tircha yaseira, because every tefach deep that you're digging, you're going to have to bend over, it's a tircha yaseira. Tvachayim al shiva mahu. What if initially it was 7 tvachim deep, then it was closed up until it was 2 tvachim deep, am I allowed to restore it to 7 tvachim? Hacha chamisha kamamik, vacha chamisha kamamik. Just like I'm allowed to go from 1 to 6, so too I'm allowed to go from 2 to 7. Odilma, kiven dika, tefach yaseira, tvei. Take kivan dika tefach yaseira ika tirchat fei, or maybe because I'm digging down instead of six tvachim to seven tvachim, maybe it should be yasser teku. So we're going to leave it as a teku. Let's just finish up. So Abaye shorer lebnei bar hemdach lishchufei nahara. They permitted them to clear out the river. Rav Yirmiya shorer lebnei sukosa lemichta lemichra nahara to mima to dig away the cloggage in the river, the clogged river. Rav Yashi shorer lebnei masam. To clear away the Nahara Bornitz. Amar Akiva the Shasu Mine Rabim Ki Rabim Damu. So why do they allow all these people to clear out the canals? I thought that you're not allowed to be Metakin Mukokolos Bemoed if it's too deep, if there's going to be too much Tircha. So he said, since the Rabim drink from it, it's a Tzorech Rabim. Vitznan Osen called Tzorche Rabim. Because this ties together the two principles that we had mentioned. The Tircha Yaseira is only in limitation by Davar Avod, but when there's a Tzorech Rabim, we're not limited by Tircha Yaseira, since these were Tzorech Rabim, because the Rabim used it as a water source, you were allowed to fix it, even though it may involve a Tircha Yaseira. All right, so we'll stop here. The rabbi, God willing, is back tomorrow morning, and we'll pick up from Mesakhtin all the way on the bottom of Dalet Amabez. Also, for the benefit of the Zoomers, tomorrow, either because it's Tu B'Shvat or a federal holiday, Martin Luther King Day, take your pick. We are observing a Sunday schedule, so the daf is going to be at 7:45 a.m. tomorrow. Avi Khan will send out a WhatsApp about that, God willing. Have a great day, everybody.